It is Kennedy Malloy, and congratulations again to Lorraine from Hobart.
Good
and
on
not
her.
Only has she got the Brick Lane, but we're going to give her some high-end wines from Victoria's Mornington Peninsula, Ocean8.com.
Ocean8.
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah, great stuff.
Top
well
drop.
Done, Lorraine. Thanks for calling
well
through,
done.
Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here.
She has scored. Time now to introduce a friend of the show. It's Dave O'Neill. G'day, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good.
Thank you. Hey, Dave. Thank you so much for my beautiful message and your beautiful suggestion. That you had baked some
lemon slice,
which I love.
Which you then ate.
It's coconutty. Is it Mari biscuits that you use to make the base?
Yes. And there's only two bits left, so I don't know.
Jeez, I don't know. And the white and the icing with the lemon rind in it.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so good.
Where's that historically from? Is that an Australian?
Must be British.
Is it Australian?
It feels very British. It feels very Anglo to me.
Yeah.
A lemon slice. Just guava.
Oh, it's the best.
The sentiment was lovely, and I appreciate it very much, Dave.
Good on you, Dave.
Dave, we were talking before about songs that get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
And we had lots of suggestions of songs. Is there any song that's stuck in your head?
Yeah, I get Mambo Number 5 stuck in my head. Here we go. A little bit of rain for my side. A little bit of all I need. It's a great song.
Well, where's that from? Really? Where would I know that from?
It's on a Ford commercial years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a huge hit, Lou Bega. Yeah.
Was
you
it on Friends
me?
Or something?
It was on like Stars on 45, wasn't it? As well, you that, know, looped that, in that.
That song and James Blunt, Goodbye My Lover, is one of
Jesus. See, I always picked you for I always pick you for a James Blunt fan. He's a great guy.
I'm so hollow, baby. What?
No. We know James Blunt. He's a ripping guy.
I'm sure he is. I like his songs.
You're a bit defensive about it, but that's okay.
I'm so hollow, baby. He wrote about an Easter egg. So,
hey, what about? Can I say to you, the kids? You've been moaning about the kids for a long time now. Are they back at school?
Mm. Yes.
How's that changed your life? Is that a good thing? Yeah.
I can go back to my bohemian lifestyle, and I'm actually poor now, so that's good. I'm real bohemian.
Davey, you poor because it's been very difficult as a stand-up comic to be able to do gigs and have gatherings of people.
I've done a few Zoom gigs, but I do get JobKeeper now. It's like being back on the dole. It's awesome. Every 2 weeks. Yes. $1,400. It's more than the doll. So,
can I say something? So, I don't know anyone, I think, who's done more charity gigs around town than you have. You always put your hand up. You're always doing benefits. Maybe we could all do one for you. Would that be?
Or at least you could get a Queen's Birthday honour.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna segue from the JobKeeper to the pension. That's what I want. That's my point.
Oh, really? That's a segue. Well, see, if you're a childcare worker, you wouldn't get anything. That's all going to close down soon. So let's just,
And the JobKeeper stops at a certain date. I think it's August.
It stops in September. Yeah, September or August. Yes, but they change their minds every second about this.
Yeah.
So that's Matthias Cormann for you.
Exactly.
Just a bit of a drive-by for him, anyway.
No, with the kids, I just get sick of the kids. Do your kids argue a lot, Jane?
Yes. They call it banter.
What does that mean? Explain that to me.
Okay, banter. Mm. See, banter to me is a bit snappy and full of life
witty.
And quite witty.
Like
yes.
crack.
Like a friend script, you know, they're bouncing back and forth. Yeah.
So, no, I call that fisticuffs.
Excuse my French, but I said to my wife today, it's like we're stuck in a really shit court case. Because honestly, it's like this. He didn't wash his hands long enough. He touched his nose. I just put the washing on the line.
Yes.
And then you've got to come up with a judgment. You're the judge.
Yep.
And I always just go, these crimes are too serious for my courtroom. You need to go to the higher court. Go speak to your mother.
It's hard to stand firm, isn't it, in these situations? Yeah. Because there's been so much parenting that has had to go on in these last few months of COVID lockdown.
Yes.
And I think most of us as parents go, I'm done. I'm sick of being a parent.
Yeah.
How's the relationship going? Is this tension?
Everything
in the house? Are you okay? Is it better now the kids are gone? Are you connecting? You seem to be laughing along in a knowing fashion.
Relationship.
come on.
It's great. It's all going really well, Mick.
Okay.
And you're a cook. We know you cook a lot. Did you do a lot of chefing? You know, there's a lot of meals to be done, isn't there?
Just made meatballs.
Oh, that's what I've said. That's for my dinner tonight.
One giant meatball. I said the size of a basketball. Hey, we've got to go. Just before we do, oh, I need to ask
Glenn
you about
Robbins?
Glenn Robbins.
Glenn Robbins update.
Glenn Robbins update. What's he been doing? How's he coping?
Well, you know, last time we discussed how he went to his mum's nursing home, he got mistaken for a resident.
That's unfair.
On the next visit, the nurse goes, your mum's just been telling this story about you as a child when you were younger. And he's like, what story? And she goes, well, apparently she put a bath in for you and tipped some eucalyptus oil in and you got in and she left. And then she came back and the oil hadn't gone in the bath properly. So you're standing upright in the bath with your pee-pee and a glass of water.
Okay. All right. So
he was 25. But anyway.
I've seen him do that on a golf trip.
And the nurse goes, I can't get an image out of my head.
No, thanks. Neither can I now.
Oh, it's fantastic stuff. Hey, what about podcast? What can we expect quickly?
Can we still do that?
The debrief, I actually talked to Adam Zwar, who's in LA, which is really interesting.
Oh, okay.
And somehow related is just me and Glenn. Over a million downloads now, so it's a massive hit.
Brilliant stuff, mate.
Thank you so much.
Look after yourself and we'll catch up soon.